This is President Kiir's second public call for dialogue with the holdout groups fighting his government. Kiir made the remarks during his speech on Martyrs' Day, July 30th, which marks the death of South Sudan's founding father, John Garang Mabior, who died in a helicopter crash during the country's struggle for independence. In honor of our martyrs, Kiir said, "Let us devote our energies to achieving total peace and stability in the country. By doing so, we will assure that our martyrs are honored for eternity," end quote. Samuel Suba, spokesperson of the National Salvation Front, describes Kiir's call for peace as a gimmick aimed at legitimizing his stay in power.
The circumstances that led the president to issue that statement, because he's less than 6 months to become illegitimate. So I think it is the pressure of going out of legitimacy now to appeal for us to have a dialogue. A dialogue that he rejected all this time. That is one. Number two, the agreement that he has at hand is failing. And that agreement soon will come to an end and it will not give him any legitimacy.
The transitional period of the unity government is due to expire in February 2023 unless parties to the peace deal agree to extend the period. For 4 years, talks between the Kiir administration and the South Sudan opposition movement stroke army have not yielded any results. Kiir called on the holdout groups to, quote, "embrace dialogue as a tool for resolving our differences because it's the surest way to achieving rapid development in the country," end quote. Colonel Philip Denkwal, spokesperson of the South Sudan United Front, welcomed Kiir's call for dialogue but said peace talks ground to halt because the Kiir administration did not want the process to move forward.
"These negotiations have had been attempted many times in Rome, but could not signal the true test between Soma and the government in Juba, because there always been the mastermind plans in Juba orchestrated to obstruct the ongoing dialogue in Rome. For instance, last year, we were negatively accused of attacking people along the highways in South Sudan, which was actually not true. And that later ignited President Kiir to suspend the talks before he later gave room for resumption."
Suba says his group is no longer interested in talking only to the Kiir administration.
"What we want is now the faith of the South Sudan is in the court of the people of the South Sudan. And that's why recently we in opposition, we say we wanted a round conference that will bring all the political forces in the country together, including the people of, including the civil society and faith-based groups in the neutral ground to discuss about the faith of the country. That is actually what is in the priority here. So the question of appealing for dialogue for any peace is no longer necessary."
The Kiir administration has held talks with the South Sudan Opposition Movements Alliance, or SOMA, since 2020 after the holdout groups refused to sign the revitalized peace agreement, saying the agreement did not address the country's core problems. However, the Rome-mediated talks were put on hold after President Kiir ordered his delegation to pull out of the talks in August last year, accusing the holdout groups of carrying out empty attacks on Juba-Nimule Highway in violation of a ceasefire. Soma denied the accusation. Kiir reconsidered his decision in November last year, and the two sides last got together for peace talks in late 2020 in Rome. Soma, which is composed of the National Salvation Front or NAS, South Sudan United Front, Stroke Army or SSUFA, Sudan National Movement for Change or SSNMC, and the Real SPLM recently issued a joint statement outlining their plan for change in South Sudan. The group said the government of South Sudan is on what they called the verge of collapse into anarchy and a constitutional vacuum resulting from the transitional government's inability to address the root causes of the conflict, mismanagement of the country, and the total failure to implement the flawed revitalized peace agreement. The group further said the country is on the brink of disintegrating away with weapons and is now engulfed in unprecedented violence and lawlessness. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.